Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, Randy Thompson joins us. She heads up the National Federation of Independent Business in Nevada, plus a whole host of other organizations. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Randy Thompson, who's going to be helping out while I'm gone for a few days, doing some hosting here. She represents the National Federation of Independent Business, the Northern Nevada Network, the National Security Forum. I mean, there is really no spare time for you and your husband, Steve.
No, there isn't. And actually, Steve and I also just purchased a new business, a prenatal imaging center in South Reno.
Okay.
So that's keeping him a little busier, too. So, yeah,
okay.
Kind of fun.
All right. Well, then I'm really glad you took out the time to do this interview. Let's start out with Yucca Mountain.
Okay.
Because you have been one of the people that's been in favor of Yucca Mountain, using it for something.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we sit right now, in your opinion?
Well, DOE and the Department of Energy and Congress has not moved past that it should be a nuclear waste. I don't even call it nuclear waste. It's nuclear spent fuel and a repository where it's in and out and it does nothing. I have been an advocate for over a decade now of the reprocessing and the recycling of the spent fuel. If you look at what a fuel rod is, it's about this big, and 95% of the energy is still in it when it's pulled out of a nuclear power plant.
And for those on the radio, that's about a finger's
that's
length.
That's my finger, sorry, the top of my little finger. So it's a very small piece of glass, a very intense glass, if you look at it that way. And it contains 95% of the power. The trouble is that nuclear power plants weren't built to pull out. It would be so much more expensive to pull out the rest of that energy. So this is a very powerful energy source that we haven't tapped into. And part of the problem is that the cost to enrich uranium, which is makes the first round, is fairly affordable compared to reprocessing, recycling that little pellet. So now technology is catching up to where we have smaller reactors. GE has come up with it. There's several now around the world. There's smaller nuclear reactors that can then utilize that spent fuel when it's recycled and reprocessed and put into a new canister, essentially. And nobody is really pushing this. Because Congress hasn't changed its mind and said we just need to go stick the stuff in the ground. So it's a stupid idea. It was passed in 1976, and at that time, President Carter said we should not even study the reprocessing, recycling, because he was afraid of an escalation of nuclear warheads. So it's 40 years ago we decided all this stuff, and Congress, and when you have Mark Amadei on your show, he'll tell you that Congress really hasn't done anything in 35 years. So this isn't surprising. They haven't updated the technology. So it's time now to really revisit this as what could really happen. And Nevada is primed to host this facility because you've already got the test site down there, you've already got the technology, and you used to have 3,500 people that were experts in the world that hopefully we could bring at least some of them back together and get back to the table and get back to researching. We've led the world in research, at least we used to, and now it's time to get back to leading the world in nuclear research.
Okay, so there's so many ironies here. Let's start out with the fact that we used to explode above ground nuclear weapons in Nevada. Tourists used to come and watch from the tops of the hotels in downtown Las Vegas. Soldiers were sent out there, and not in a good way, to be part of the testing. So we already have lots of nuclear waste in Nevada that's above ground, let alone the tests that we did below ground. The stuff that we were talking about storing in Yucca Mountain is in pellet form. It's not something that is going to be going down Las Vegas Strip and suddenly catch fire and explode, and suddenly there'll be a nuclear waste accident there. We have far more problems with chlorine gas, for example.
Or propane tanks.
Right.
Or yes.
Going through Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about the dangers of things going from Hurlong down to Hawthorne. I mean, good Lord knows what is in some of those containers.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, it's more of a public relations nightmare than it is a reality nightmare from a science point of view.
Right, and I think we've also had a decade or two of both Harry Reid and Dick Bryan saying transportation of nuclear spent fuel is a dangerous thing. We have transported 1.6 million miles across, we've had transportation of 1.6 million miles of this stuff going across our highways for decades and without incident. So it's a false story, it's a false narrative, it's fake news.
All right,
use the common term now.
But I think that what's happened is the well has been so poisoned that for any Nevada politician to ever be, and at least Mark Amadei has been, well, show me the evidence on both sides, but every other politician in Nevada on a federal level has been no.
Right, and I think it's time for them to say, okay, what is the benefit to, let's get the story straight. Let's look at really true the environmental degradation that could happen, which is nominal. And the transportation moot point. So let's move past and let's actually look at research and redevelopment of a product. Like you say, we need to rebrand it. It can't be Yucca anymore. But we are primed to make a lot of money off of a product that would be very much in use. And if you want a clean energy source, you don't get much cleaner than nuclear. And if you really look at the number of deaths related to nuclear in this country, zero. Compared to coal or oil and gas, this is the cleanest form of energy and the safest form of energy. And until we're able to get that message out there and people get past their belief of the fake news, it's going to be a challenge.
And it doesn't help when Fukushima was put in the most geologically unsafe place. It should never have been built there.
Correct.
I mean, they knew that there were going to be tsunamis. They knew there were going to be earthquakes. They didn't know that they were all going to happen at once. But I mean, that was the worst geologic place to put it.
Well, they've always thought of putting nuclear power plants near water because you need to have a lot of water to do nuclear power plants. The most recent power plant in America is Palo Verde in Arizona, in the middle of the desert, because now you have sodium-cooled technology that we haven't really been able to bring about because we're not building nuclear power plants anymore. So we're continuing to refurbish the existing ones that are near water, which is not the greatest place for a nuclear power plant.
Are you optimistic?
No, because Congress, as Mark Amadei said in a meeting I had with him last week, Congress hasn't done anything for 35 years. And I just don't see any leadership under McConnell and Pelosi that's going to get us anywhere. And until we get past partisanship, I left D.C., I was a lobbyist in D.C. for 10 years, and I left in 1992 because of partisan politics. I got so sick of stuff not happening. So this has been a decades-long problem. And until we as citizens start putting pressure on our elected officials to do their job and get past the partisanship, I'm not optimistic. I'm really not.
All right, let's take a break. More with Randy Thompson, who is the most optimistic person I know. This is not a good sign. We'll be right back.
Tamara Cranberry Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Randy Thompson. She is with the National Federation of Independent Business, representing Nevada in that organization, along with a whole host of other organizations, too many to name without chewing up all of our time. So right now, you look at the economy of Northern Nevada, you look at the economy of Southern Nevada, you look at the economy of rural Nevada. It seems to me that it is booming. Is it seeming that way to your members?
It's harder for the mom and pop Main Street stores because of the internet and the competition. So we're seeing a little bit of market share shrinking, but they're much more optimistic now because of the tax cuts and the red tape that's been reduced under President Trump. So there is more optimism, but they're not quite getting that growth that everybody thinks. And if you just look at how Amazon is growing and growing, well, that's because people are changing their shopping and they're not going to the local stores as much as they used to. So in that sense, buying local has been a challenge, but for manufacturing, for those that are exporting, it is definitely getting a stronger economy.
Don't you think, though, that this is a natural progression as we see, you know, going back over history, where businesses need to reinvent themselves? I go to a department store and I'm bored. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to change your methodology. If you go to a Walmart, for example, every employee knows where everything is in that store. I've been to Macy's in D.C. and asked somebody where the men's department was, and they had no clue.
Yeah.
I mean, there are problems within that industry that they need to resolve. And then the other one was the big news a couple of weeks ago, that both Macy's and JCPenney are now going to be selling used clothing. And I talked to Mayor Sheevy about that because she runs a store that has gently used clothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes no sense when a couple of the premier brands in America are now going into used clothing. Not that there's anything wrong with selling used clothing.
I shop at Savers a lot up here. I love it.
but that's my point, is that there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just if your brand is Macy's that you've built over the decades, then why are you going in this direction when you should be going head-to-head with these other companies?
Well, I think part of the challenge, too, for especially smaller businesses, is finding qualified staff and finding people that actually will give that customer experience when you walk into a Macy's. If I go to a store, I want to be greeted by somebody. I want to have good customer service. And when you have a very tight labor market, it's hard to find that kind of a talent. So that you're right. That's really where small business and grocery stores and department stores need to compete, is with customer service and making it a good experience. Because otherwise, I don't really care. I can go to Amazon and buy a St. John shirt, or I can go to Macy's and buy it. But what makes it is the experience.
And your point is well made, because my wife was saying, we were just in Las Vegas and we were talking about restaurants. And obviously, robotics are going to be coming to the McDonald's and the Jack in the Boxes and all these other companies over the next few years, because it only makes sense for them the same way banks picked up ATMs 30 years ago. Robotics are going to be a part of that future. But for restaurants, the difference is going to be the service that you get. If those restaurants provide that kind of service, people are still going to want to go out and have that experience.
Well, and the challenge, too, is Nevada's now increased minimum wage. They've got paid leave. You can thank Danny Thompson, who's going to be coming on your show soon, about all those things. But it's that's part of the challenge, is we're making labor more expensive, so we have no choice but to replace labor with robotics. And yet you still need to have a good customer experience. So now you're going to see really a culling of a lot of people in an industry. They're going to be paid more, but there's going to be fewer of them. And how do we then make sure that experience is good for the patron and that they'll come back? I mean, there's a lot of challenges, especially in small business, small restaurants. The dynamic of competing with these big box stores, with these big restaurants, is really a challenge for the locally owned and operated. And, you know, nobody cried for the buggy whip manufacturers when the car was invented. But we are seeing a paradigm shift. E-commerce has changed the way a lot of Americans are shopping. So thus, a lot of the people in the shopping business are now looking at what else can I do? And they are remaking themselves, or they're closing shop and doing something else.
Well, and you know, I was in a Bed Bath & Beyond store a couple of months ago looking to buy a product. The salesperson said, I don't have that in here, but come with me, took me right to the computer, yep. ordered it, and said, it'll be at your house tomorrow.
Yep.
And with no cost for delivery. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that, you know, those kind of thinking processes are the way to go. You've got, every business has to reinvent itself. Yeah. I mean, you and I are both entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and how many times have you reinvented yourself? I know for me, it's probably dozens at this point.
I know, from your DJing on a radio and doing special events to this. but you have to. You have to stay current. And that's a challenge that a lot of folks set in their ways aren't going to make it if they don't realize that it's a paradigm shift, especially in the commerce world.
And I think that that's something that a lot of employees don't understand about their bosses, is the risks and challenges it takes to be in business, and why so many businesses fail is, just because you're in business doesn't mean it's a guarantee, except for one thing: you're going to work your butt off. You're going to work 12, 14 yeah. hours a day and probably 7 days a week.
Well, I think the frustration for me as a lobbyist, too, is getting legislators to understand what it takes to start a business and to keep it going, because very few legislators have actually done that. And it takes a lot of spirit. It takes a lot of courage. And I think that is often lost on when they look at a Jamie Dimon of Chase, or they look at, you know, the big box stores and the millions of dollars these people make. They're not the majority of employers. 90% of the businesses in Nevada are small. And 41% of the people of private sector employees are working in small businesses. They're the 12 to 20 person shop. And those are the folks that are taking the risk every day. I know now that I've purchased actually a retail location, I look at that. I look at payroll, rent, insurance, and I'm looking at that. I'm looking at my checking account every day going, can I make payroll? That is a very stressful thing. When you sign the front of a check, that's a lot of stress.
Yes, it is. Let's take a break. More with Randy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Randy Thompson, heads up the National Federation of Independent Business here in Nevada, and other organizations, including the Northern Nevada Network. People don't know about this network, and it is a very high-powered network. Share what you can.
I will share what I can. It started in 1994 when folks like Perry DiLoretto, Norm DeAnda, Michael Dermody, some of the founders of our community, were frustrated that they didn't really know what was going on at city council and county commission. Again, 94, pre-internet, pre-televised of meetings. So they hired a general named Frank Partlow to essentially be their eyes and ears in the city of Reno.
A literal general.
A literal general, retired general. And that started in 94. He started going to city council meetings, and then he would call probably fax at that point, reports to members. And then he started doing sort of updates. And now then he sold it to Ty Cobb in 2003, I think. And then I bought it from Ty Cobb 2 years ago. And now what we've turned into, we hold monthly meetings. Our membership is only about 30, and it's exclusive. You can only have, there's only one bank, there's only one law firm. And we get together once a month with decision makers. We had Mark Amade last month, met with Phil Satry, who was talking about what was going on with Wynn when they were opening Boston. So we get together with decision makers, politicians, leaders in our community, and just have a very open and honest discussion of what's happening. And bottom line, my goal with this group is you make better decisions when you have good information. So we do three times a month update, and then these meetings. But more than anything, these guys want to be engaged in our community, and they want to be able to learn how they can give back and how they can support our elected leaders. Case in point, the Reno Trench, which was done in the 1990s.
This is where we lowered the railroad tracks.
Lowered the railroad tracks, yeah. And it was very controversial. It was very expensive. And the city of Reno Council really didn't have the courage to do this. The Northern Nevada Network, many of the members went to them and said, if you make this decision, we will support you. We will help you get reelected. We will support your campaigns because we know this is controversial, but it's the right thing to do for the community. And so it was really just saying we support what is good for our neighborhoods. And it's the trench has been a great thing for Nevada, I mean for Northern Nevada, for the Reno area. And
if we just point out for those that may not know listening in Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
So the railroad goes through the middle of downtown.
Right.
And when it was above ground, at 5:30 in the afternoon, you would be stuck there for a half an hour waiting for the train to move.
Yep.
Before you could go to any of the casinos downtown or do anything. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
Yeah.
And it should have been lowered decades earlier.
Well, it should have been moved out of the downtown area, but yeah. So it was just decades long not doing anything. But so that's the kind of thing is the network came together and said, we will support you guys because this is the right thing to do. They've been we're very active in the school board because we want an educated workforce. And so we support school board candidates. We don't at all get together and do anything political, but we stay engaged with our community. And so my job really is to make sure I set up some good meetings with some good people and these guys get good information.
Has there been cringing over another fight with the superintendent?
Oh, yes.
Who's on the way out?
Yeah, and we have now two open seats on the school board. So these are guys that really do care about our community and are looking for good candidates to run that will stand up to the bureaucrats. And I mean, Vegas is having its own issues with its superintendent, too.
So. To say the least.
Yeah.
Do you see a solution for that? I mean, we are now on our third superintendent leaving mm-hmm. in a very short period of time, relatively speaking. Is this just a job that's a firing line job that you come in knowing you're only going to be there a couple of years, you make the money and you get out?
I look at the school board as something that should not really be elected. I was on the airport board up here and I was appointed by Washoe County Commission. Our airport board to me is a good example of how to run a professional board. We have a $40 million budget at the airport, and the people that are selected by the counties and the cities are put there because of their expertise. I look at our school board people, they mean well, but they don't really have the knowledge and the expertise to run a big district. It's not about educating the kids, it's about managing people. So I think we need to really look at how we're electing, or who we're electing, at least, our school board, and recognize that we need to elevate the requirement for who's on our school board, because they're running a small corporation, if you look at it that way.
All right, so you would rather see an appointed board?
I would.
And who should do the appointing?
There's the challenge. But again, I look at...
Well, that's our show.
Again, I look at how the cities and the county have worked together on the airport. The airport is an economic driver for our entire Truckee Meadows area. Why not have the city of Sparks, city of Reno, and Washoe County, and even the governor look at an appointment? And I know the legislature's kicked it around. Pat Hickey had a bill a couple years ago. But I think we need to look at putting the onus on, and even in the business community, I'd like to see the business community be able to have a say in who's on there, because they're the ones that are hiring these kids. People look at it and they say, oh, business is getting engaged in our school system. It should, because business wants to hire these kids. That's the only thing that they're pushing for. They want good leaders so that we can have a good product. And that, to me, is where we're really not playing well, is that what are we getting, what's the outcome?
Well, and also over the last 40 years, you've also seen religion play a big part in school boards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting tangent that would come up if you try to go that route.
That's true.
That's where we have to leave it, Miss Randy. Thank you, as always, for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
Appreciate
always a pleasure. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.